Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
For this is what the Sovereign Lord says.
Why do you need prophets to tell people who you are and what you want?
If you can justify everything that the God of the Bible has done, then you can justify any of your behavior.
A lot of this mentality is trickling into what is now mainstream right-wing Christianity.
I am capable of empathy greater than this God of the Bible.
This is a Bible that they tell kids. This is the good Lord. This is the good book. He is fantasizing about murder, mass murder.
Head over to sacrilegiousdiscourse.com right now to find out how to leave us a review or support us on Patreon.
Husband!
Wife!
Do you know what we're doing today?
Well, last time we read a regular episode, which we're doing this before we've actually finished the Q&A, so I don't know what the Q&A has in it. But the last time we read a regular episode, it was Matthew chapter 22.
That is correct.
Yeah, and in that chapter, we had an invitation to a wedding, maybe?
Yeah, but the wedding was like a banquet. And
sure. And then
nobody came.
And then it got weird from there. Didn't it? It did. Yeah.
Yeah. Because then the king was like, I'll show you who's not coming. And then he killed people.
Right. Yeah.
And then he was like, all right, go invite all the street people, I guess. And then the street people showed up. But then he was like, ooh, but not you, though. Because the one guy wasn't dressed. Yeah.
And then he threw that person out to die.
To die.
Yeah, which was supposed to be some sort of a message parable about how God is going to treat people in heaven, which sounded really mean and shitty.
It sounded very gatekeepy, but I did learn more about it. So whenever we do our Q&A, in chapter 21 is so many notes, and then chapter 22...
It's so many more notes. Well, so we're talking about chapter 22 right now because we're reviewing it. That's what we did last time, is the regular chapter.
But I did learn about what that wedding stuff meant. So yeah. We'll get into that.
Prior to this episode.
Yeah.
In the Q&A that we've already done.
Oh,
in
yeah.
our regular
okay.
run.
Okay, I see what you're saying because we're recording these
recording
out of
this after.
The, we're out of recording order. These out of order, so, and I'm no good at that.
And just forget everything the wife just said.
I am. Listen.
Because you already know it because we already did the Q&A.
Right.
Once you've heard this.
I'm so out of order. I can't do it. I can't hold that in my head.
Anyway. So there's a saying that I didn't realize was as big of a saying as it is in chapter 22. It says, give to Caesar what is Caesar's.
Caesar's?
No.
Pizza?
There might be a better way of saying it, like the KJV version or something. But anyway, something unto Caesar, whatever.
Let Caesar have what Caesar's and let God have what's God's or something like that.
Right. But like when we heard it, we're like, this is supposed to be really phenomenal, whatever. And we're supposed to be impressed by this. But it basically sounded like pay taxes to the Romans and then give God some shit.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay.
Because they were like, are you going to pay taxes or not? And then he was like, yes, but in a different fancy crybaby way.
Right. And I had we're doing our live Discord tonight also. So, but Fern just told us it's render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's.
Hey, Fern knows everything that we always fuck up. And that is so cool.
And you could too by joining us live on our Discord, 10 p.m. Eastern every Tuesday night.
And you might know almost as much as Fern does, but
it's possible.
I doubt it because. Yeah. Fern's kind of fucking brilliant, but you should come show off how smart you are, like husband just said, in our Discord every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, so that is the Matthew chapter 22.
Sure as fuck was.
Which means that today we're going to be reading...
Little Maddie chapter 23.
All right, let's do this.
Okie dokie. All right, we's hopping into Little Maddie, chapter 23.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Then Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples.
Yeah.
In red ink.
Okay.
The teachers of the law and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat.
But I didn't. Did he? Does he has? Did Moses put his name on it or something? Like what? What in his?
I'm just like.
But is, didn't they just claim like earlier in Matthew? Didn't they claim that what the fuck is his name? The Baptist guy.
Oh, John the Baptist.
Yeah.
That Baptist.
Oh wait,
guy?
No. I'm sorry. They were trying to compare Jesus to Moses.
Yeah.
There's been so many comparisons to Jesus to Moses throughout this whole fucking book. I was thinking of Elijah. But yeah. that was John the Baptist.
Yeah.
But they've been comparing Jesus to Moses throughout this whole fucking book, and now they have the audacity to say that these people are sitting in Moses' seat. Like, y'all are trying to claim Moses shit,
yeah.
And none of you are different. So,
right.
Whatever. I'm sorry. I'm interrupting too quickly, but I'm like, how are you going to sit here and bitch about the same thing you're doing?
Right? The very audacity.
Right.
All right, so he's like, the teachers of the law and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. So you must be careful to do everything they tell you, but do not do what they do, for they do not practice what they preach.
They ain't Moses incorrectly.
You don't know how, do you even Moses?
Do you?
Look, I did not know that practice what you preach was actually in the Bible. That's funny. And I also... did not know that do as I say, not as I do.
Right.
I did not know that that also was in the Bible. That's funny to me.
Right. Yeah.
So he's saying these people, they got the right rules, but they don't actually do the rules. And I'm like, you are really one to speak.
They don't do the Moses.
I'm just like.
They ain't Moses.
Jesus.
Right. They don't got the right Moses.
Jesus.
Juju
are
stuff.
You, Jesus.
Come on. That was probably just realized I said juju with regard to Moses. Sorry, that was not intentional. Just for the record,
that was wow. You suck.
Sorry.
All right. So, anyways,
yeah.
Jesus is dumb. He continues. They tie up heavy, cumbersome loads and put them on other people's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to lift a finger to move them.
Mm.
Everything they do is done for people to see. They make their phylacteries wide and the tassels on their garments long. They love the place of honor at banquets and the most important seats in the synagogues. They love to be greeted. This sounds like every Christian,
right?
all the churches.
I mean, but like in reality, Jesus is drawing quite a bit of attention himself,
like,
for doing some crazy ass shit.
Listen, this whole book is about you,
right?
Like you just have audacity.
Yeah.
They love to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and to be called rabbi by others. You mean like our landlord at that one house, pastor?
Yeah.
I won't say his name, but...
No.
But yeah. that was his name, was Pastor Blank.
Yeah.
And that's how we had to refer to him.
And one of our first interactions was being handed a book that he had written.
And self-published.
And self-published.
About Jesus.
About God. Jesus,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
That was fun.
No, it wasn't. It really wasn't.
And then asked later if we had read it.
We were
all
like,
the incidents, like, no. Yeah.
It's on my TBR.
Yeah.
My DNF TBR.
Like, never.
But you are not to be called rabbi, for you have one teacher, and you are all brothers. And do not call anyone on earth father, for you have one father, and he is in heaven.
Wait.
Hold
but
on.
You're supposed to honor your father and mother.
Look.
Which would indicate to me that you might have a father on earth.
Also. I have a father, and my father is alive.
Right.
And he is on earth.
Yeah.
And I don't understand. I understand what he's trying to say, but it doesn't go with what he's saying. You know what I mean?
Right.
It doesn't.
No, I don't.
It doesn't
like,
work.
This whole like dismissing your family thing that that Jesus has kind of done.
Yeah.
In the New Testament is a little bothersome to me.
Yeah. And look, I'm not saying. You better respect your mother and father, guys, because obviously not if your mother and father are pieces of shit. No.
Right.
Like, it's not automatic. I'm not telling you to do that, but likewise, don't tell me that I need to dismiss them out of hand either.
Right, right.
Like, no, stop. It's a case-by-case thing.
Right.
So, anyway, he continues, nor are you to be called instructors, for you have one instructor, the Messiah. Oh, damn. He's like, I'm the bitch.
Yeah. But so, this has gone really off the rails,
yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
He started off Matthew started off with like him being humble around John the Baptist,
mm-hmm.
and then it's progressively gotten to the point where he's like, "I'm the shit, motherfuckers.
Yeah,
you need to listen to my ass because look, I am the Son of God, and fuck y'all.
I'm the Messiah, assholes.
Mic drop, bitch. Listen to my parables.
Yeah, because
they are some parabolizing parables."
Parabolas.
I don't know what I was sad on. I was trying to come up with something there. It didn't work.
They were parabolic.
That was a complete fail.
That paracism.
Sure. Yeah.
The greatest among you will be your servant. For those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted.
Mm, okay.
The Frenches will be fried, and the fried will be Frenches. And I will drown them all either in ketchup or in vinegar and salt, depending on which country I'm in.
Right.
And I had a Scottish friend who ate French fries with vinegar and salt. They were so good. So good.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, he continues.
Right.
Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you fucking hypocrites. You shut the door of the kingdom of heaven in people's faces. You yourself do not enter, nor will you let those enter who are trying to. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you fucking hypocrites. You travel over land and sea to win a single convert, and when you have succeeded, you make them twice as much a child of hell as you are. Wow. He just went so far.
Yeah. No, this is a lot.
You make them twice as much a child of hell? Like, cool.
They're going hard into this. And I got to wonder, so like, as we're sitting here listening to how Jesus wants the lesser are going to be raised up and the exalted are going to be sunk low, right? Mm-hmm. Like, this is all mm-hmm. we keep hearing. From Jesus, anyway, which I know this is going to get rectified in Paul or something.
But we're not there yet.
Whatever, we're not there yet. But right now, what's up with 10% tithing at church?
I don't know.
I mean, you're giving, if we're really, like, I feel like churches should be having their fucking sermons done on the side of a hill
mm-hmm.
and not worrying about money, because y'all should be poor ass motherfuckers who don't mm-hmm. give a shit about money or material, you know, whatever. You should be very cultish. Mm-hmm. If you're following Jesus' words, and it seems to me,
mm-hmm.
with regard to how this all kind of pans out,
mm-hmm.
but that's not how it goes.
That's not how
you're supposed to, like, give the church, you know, 10% of your fucking money.
Well, it'd be one thing if the church then took those tithings and actually did something besides building giant statues or worship
right?
bands.
Yeah,
or...
well, it's pretty shitty when we drive down the highway and see a massive Jesus that we used to call foot-long Jesus, $5 foot-long Jesus, because mm-hmm. he looked like he was measuring a Subway sandwich.
Until the lightning struck him.
And then he burned down, and then they built another giant Jesus that cost $1 million of, you know.
And now we call him Big Butter Jesus.
Yeah, now it's Big Butter Jesus.
Yeah. But he's on I-75 between Dayton and Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And yeah. It's
can't miss him.
It's a sight to see.
It is.
And I gave him the middle finger when I passed by.
Yeah.
Because I want him to know my heart. Okay, so Jesus continues, woe to you, blind guides. Woe to you, blind guides. See how they run? No.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. You say, if anyone swears by the temple, it means nothing. But anyone who swears by the gold of the temple is bound by that oath. You blind fools! Which is greater, the gold or the temple that makes the gold sacred? You say also, if anyone swears by the altar, it means nothing. But anyone who swears by the gift on the altar is bound by that oath. You blind men! Which is greater, the gift or the altar that makes the gift sacred? Yeah, this is all going to be Q&A, because what the fuck are we even talking about here?
Well, I mean, this goes back to the humbleness, I think, because he's saying Jesus is claiming that they're worshiping the money and the gifts. And I think with the idea that the people that are running these synagogues or these places of worship mm-hmm. are putting more emphasis on the gifts than they are on the worship itself, which, again, there's a lot of crosstalk between groups at this point in time.
Yeah.
And we're only getting one side, but even with that one side, we can tell that the Sadducees and the Pharisees definitely have some opinions back the other way as well.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know how much to read into this as far as what's actually happening, because it feels very pointed as a criticism towards somebody that Jesus doesn't particularly like.
Yeah, right? I wish that we had some literature from the Pharisees' perspective. I would love to hear them eviscerate this guy and tell us, like, this motherfucker right here, you know?
It would be interesting to read about the Jewish take on the whole mm-hmm. Jesus incident.
Yeah.
You know?
The incident. we refer to it as the incident. Therefore, he continued, anyone who swears by the altar swears by it and by anything on it. And anyone who swears by the temple swears by it and by the one who dwells in it. And anyone who swears by heaven swears by God's throne and by the one who sits on it. You know what I swear? I swear this is bullshit. I swear all the fucking time.
You do.
I do.
That is a fact.
Because I am 50 years old, y'all. I don't give a fuck.
This is true.
You know what? More than that, I don't give a fuck. That's more fun to say.
Right.
So anyways. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you fucking hypocrites. You give a tenth of your spices, mint, dill, and cumin. But that, like, I can't say that. Like, I can't not laugh. Like,
right.
You give a tenth of your spices, mint, dill, and cumin. But he's
sitting here criticizing them for this, and this is literally what Christian churches still do.
Right, right.
Like, this is kind of crazy.
It is funny.
You know? Like, it's amazing to me how little mm-hmm. Jesus's red actual fucking words matter to Christians today, apparently.
Right,
like,
right.
This is so absurd.
Right. But, he continued, you have neglected the more important matters of the law, justice, mercy, and faithfulness, and also the Care Bear stare. You should have practiced the latter, the Care Bear stare.
Yeah.
The faithfulness, obviously. Without neglecting the former. You blind guides! You strain out a gnat, but swallow a camel. Oh, it's more of the impossibleness.
Yeah.
Wow. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites. You clean the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they are full of greed and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisees! First, clean the inside of the cup and dish, and then the outside also will be clean.
Oh, good. We get cleaning instructions, too.
Wash the dishes. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You never help me wash the dishes.
We have a dishwasher.
I know. which you bought for me, and then when it broke, I said, I need a new one, and you immediately replaced it, and I love you for that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And also, I have a job, and, you know...
A money-earning one.
There's that, too.
I have a doing the dishes at home job.
I just didn't want people to think that I don't do the dishes, you know.
No, I don't.
It's not like that.
You don't know where anything goes. I don't want you in there anyways.
Right.
You would fuck it all up because
I'm not like the breadwinner on purpose. It just so happens that I am.
Right. No. My favorite thing is when we were both working full-time and... No, listen. I love this story. Like, you actively made more money than I did, but you also paid for medical insurance and all that good stuff. Whereas I brought home more money, even though I made less, I brought home more.
Right.
So like it was so even, like there was no like power void or anything where one of us felt like one was contributing more, you know? And now I just stay home and clean the toilet and vacuum. Yeah. So, and you make all the monies. When you have a job.
Right.
Okay.
We've already covered all that.
I know. I just had to make fun of you a little bit, but not a lot. I love you. Sorry. Okay. Anyways, Jesus. Woe to you, teachers.
Woe, man.
Okay. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites. You are like whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside are full of the bones of the dead and everything unclean. You know, as tombs are.
Right.
I fucking hate it when tombs have bones inside them. Cool. Fucking tomb, bone-filled tombs, man.
Yeah.
Get you every time. Yeah. In the same way, on the outside, you appear to people as righteous, but on the inside, you are full of hypocrisy and wickedness, you sons of bitches.
Again, this is very judgy and, you know, I get it. He really likes judging these people.
He does not like the Pharisees and is not afraid to tell you all about it.
Right.
According to Matthew.
And they are so, so wrong, apparently.
Yeah.
To him.
Yeah, the Pharisees are very mean and wicked and like, horrible people.
With regard, right? Yeah, but with regard to this though, like, why would anybody care? Like, where is the proof? Apparently, is that he dies and comes back to life, right? But then, I know we're going to get into this, and even Matthew here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not trying to spoil anything here because I think everybody knows how this ends. But it just seems very like he's self-prophesizing himself.
Right.
And this whole thing is just
after the fact.
Yeah, and it's written after the fact. So like mm-hmm. this it's just this whole thing is such a an orchestrated bullshit story.
It's so silly.
That it just seems beyond contrived.
Yeah.
Like, this just sounds so bad.
Because it is.
I know, but I had no idea.
No,
I had no idea that this story was this
silly.
Yeah.
And convoluted.
Because I just assumed that, you know, the Jesus shit must be fucking...
This can be some
great
good,
stuff.
This can be some good Jesus stuff, right? That's what we assume.
But I feel like when you go to church, you just hear like the wonderful passages, and you hear it said in the King James Version manner, so that
the
it doesn't,
lion laid down with the lamb.
You're not really listening to the words,
right?
You know?
Jesus was good, and he said good and good, and he did good, and it was good. Good.
Right, and these people were bad, and
then, la la la.
So say we all, right?
The pastures, the green grass grows all around,
right.
And the green grass grows.
Yeah. It's just there's a way to make this sound beautiful,
mm-hmm.
but I don't have it in me to do it while reading it. Because
no,
this is terrible.
This is terrible.
Anyway, sorry, I went off that. That's enough of me saying that is terrible because. That's pretty obvious.
So Jesus is saying to the Pharisees and whatnot, y'all full of hypocrisy and wickedness, and I'm awesome. Okay?
Yeah.
Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites. You build tombs for the prophets and decorate the graves of the righteous. And you say, if we had lived in the days of our ancestors, we would not have taken part with them in shedding the blood of the prophets. So you testify against yourselves that you are the descendants of those who murdered the prophets. Go ahead then and complete what your ancestors started. You snakes, you brood of vipers, how will you escape being condemned to hell?
This is so bad. Like, I didn't know Jesus was so mean.
Jesus is very mean.
Yeah.
I don't really think he's very nice, actually.
Yeah.
I don't like him very much.
Yeah.
Therefore, continued the dude, I am sending you prophets and sages and teachers. Some of them you will kill and crucify. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Others you will flog in your synagogues and pursue from town to town. I really like flog in your synagogue, flog in your synagogue, flog in. Like, it rhymes. It's good.
I didn't know what you were doing.
He said you're going to flog in your synagogue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It rhymes, and it was fun
sure,
to say.
Sure.
And pursue from town to town.
Okay.
And so upon you will come all the righteous blood that has been shed on earth. From the blood of righteous Abel to the blood of Zechariah, son of Berechiah, whom you murdered between the temple and the altar. Truly, I tell you, all this will come on this generation.
So now we're back to generational guilt again now, where they're now we're laying generational guilt on these people that Jesus obviously doesn't like.
Right.
The Pharisees and the Sadducees. And Jesus is like, generational sin is a thing because I want to punish you all.
On you.
For all these
things. I'm a Jew too, but it's not on me.
Right.
It's on you.
But you notice, like, in the Old Testament, generational, like, sin became less and less of a thing over time.
It did.
And now Jesus is bringing it back. He's like, yo, I want to punish these people like I'm, like, bad. These people need to go down.
He's like, the Jewish people suck so fucking hard.
Yeah, this is
and I'm
so
like,
terrible.
My guy, you're a Jew. And he's like, but not today.
I feel like he was a Jew up until about chapter 16 or 17.
Yeah.
And then he switched to full on like anti-Semitism. And like now we're on this fucking rampage of righteousness against Jewish people, which I'm like, I'm not really here for, you know? Like, this is crazy.
It doesn't feel good. Like, he's not saying, I'm a different type of Jew and we're going to do this kind of Judaism.
Right.
He's like, no, you guys, you Judaism rule-following, non-rule-follower bad Jews are bad.
And you killed all the prophets and whatever.
And the blood is on you. And I'm like, oh, so you... Like, okay, when I study it, like, there's always, like, you know, he was a Jewish. These were just different sects of Judaism.
Right.
Like, don't forget, Christianity hadn't been invented yet. This was still, and I'm like, I hear you, but this chapter right here reads very much like, I know where I'm going, and I'm no longer part of you, because the blood is on you, not me. What?
Right.
What? It feels very, no, I already decided.
Right. Well, and look, I'm going to say this. So, you know, if we're taking this from the point of view that he truly is Jesus, right? And there's terrible things happening in these things. Like, if we're trying to put ourselves in that place where this is a real story, which I'm not.
Right, right. Okay, God is real. This Jesus guy, he's the son of God, and he's magical and did magic powers with his Care Bear stare.
Sure.
And now he's like...
Okay. So let's just assume that.
Sure. Then,
but we're talking about there's a God, and then there's Jesus, and we know God can harden hearts and change people's hearts and do all these things.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus can bring people back from the fucking dead, but instead we're going to bitch at people and condemn them to hell instead of trying to convert them.
Right.
And we're gonna fuck with them so hard as to just not give a shit and condemn them all to hell for generational sins because we don't like them. Like, this doesn't feel good to me. It doesn't feel moral. Right.
It doesn't feel ethical, moral, just. It doesn't feel like all of the qualities that I espouse. It doesn't feel all of the...
It doesn't feel like the qualities that people espoused, like that people give to Jesus.
Right.
Like it because people are always like, Jesus loves and forgives and mm-hmm. all these things, right? Mm-hmm. But this is just straight fucking mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't understand.
I don't like it. I don't like Jesus. I used to say Jesus is just all right with me, like that song. But you know what? Jesus is not all right with me.
Right.
Okay? Yeah. And moreover, I'm not all right with Jesus. That's the important bit. All right. But let's bring this home, okay? All right. We got like two sentences left here. Sorry. No, you're fine. All right. So he's still yapping.
Yeah.
Ah, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were not willing. Look, your house is left to you desolate, for I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. The end.
Okay. I'm sure that has some future relevance, but because we like to prophesize things after the fact mm-hmm. that we already know are going to happen. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem.
It just felt a little Old Testament-ish with regard to
fire and brimstone and the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
all the blood and the.
I guess I was expecting more love and forgiveness in this book. Yeah. And it's just not happening.
No, God is a dick. And that includes.
And his son apparently is too.
Well, I mean, they keep trying to tell me that they're the same guy. Okay, they're the same guy. God's so he's a still dick. Yep. Okay, got it.
All right.
I'm not feeling it. I did not find Jesus. Have you yet? Let him into your heart? Do you feel...
No, I have not been moved by the spirit of Jesus.
I've been moved.
Or the words of Jesus.
I've been moved all right, but not the way they wanted. And when we get done, I got a bowel move.
Yeah, right. All right. Well, that was Matthew chapter 23.
Sure. No? Yeah. Sure as fuck was.
So that means that next time we will be back with
Little Maddie, chapter 24. Fuck that guy.
All right, we'll see you then.
Bye.
Hey, wife, I guess that's the end.
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.